Black footballers taser death stop police racism. Now Hugo Peer, Socialist Party Black and Asian Group. Ex-footballer Dalian Atkinson was repeatedly tasered by police at his home in Telford, Shropshire on the 15th of August. He died from the incident an hour and a half later. The police claim that they were called to an incident following a report of concern for the safety of an individual. Atkinson is the 16th person to have died after being tasered by police since the weapon was first introduced in 2003. Taser use has increased as more police are issued with them. They do not have the same restrictions on their use as firearms, and the amount of training is usually 3 days. Atkinson's death follows those of many other black people at the hands of police. Only in July, Mzi Mohammed was killed in police custody in Liverpool. Last year, Shiku Bayo died of asphyxiation in Kirkcaldy, Scotland, following a brutal arrest. These are just some of the campaigns trying to get justice for victims of police brutality. But many more black youth and workers face harassment. On the streets, black youths are several times more likely to be stopped and searched than white youths. And in the same week as Atkinson's killing, a report from the Equality and Human Rights Commission showed racism and discrimination are still entrenched in the power structures of British society. Black children are 3 times more likely to be excluded in schools. Black graduates earn 23% less than their white counterparts. As well as fighting for democratic community control over police policy and hiring, we need to fight to end the capitalist system which profits from racist oppression. Socialism can guarantee jobs, homes and services for all, laying the basis for campaigning to eliminate racism once and for all. Black Lives Matter. Meanwhile, another murder of a black man at the hands of the police, Sylville Smith on the 13th of August, sparked angry demonstrations in Milwaukee, USA. Underlying the anger that erupted on the streets is a level of segregation and poverty in one of the poorest black communities in the United States. The Black Lives Matter movement has sprung up throughout the U.S. following the death of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri. Reports on the police force in Ferguson showed the commercialization and privatization of the police meant black people were criminalized to fund the service. Petty misdemeanors were punished with fines, and defaulting on those fines was followed up quickly with imprisonment. Protest has spread throughout the U.S., and is now being replicated in the U.K. and other parts of the world. The movement will continue to fight for justice for all victims of police brutality. Importantly, big sections of the movement are increasingly moving beyond just campaigning against injustice. They are now moving on to the political plane, and starting to develop a program of demands to tackle the blight of racism. The civil rights movement of the 1950s, 60s, and 70s was a titanic struggle. The involvement of the trade unions was an enormous boost. But the best leaders were drawing conclusions that the fight against racism also had to be joined with the fight for something. The fight for a different society, where the profit motive was not the driver, but instead cooperation and collaboration between workers of all races. A society where the 1% could no longer have the power to use divide and rule of racism to retain its wealth at the expense of the rest. Today, we have the opportunity to fight for socialist ideas, to build the Black Lives Matter movement, to fight against racist division, and for a socialist world.